Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. Pastor Jim Newsom with you today, December 4th, 2015. Hope this finds everybody well in the Lord today. We want to continue on today in our word study, our Bible study, reading our voice of proclamation scripture. Isaiah 55, verse 10, "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returns not, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return void, but it shall accomplish that which I please it. It shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." Jesus, during his temptation in the wilderness, told Satan himself, he said, "Man does not live by bread alone, but from every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." We are coming down to the end of this age, rapidly, I might say, to the end of this age. It behooves each and every one of us to look into the hills when cometh our redemption, to search out our own salvation with trembling and with fear, that we might not be caught in the day when God is wrapping up everything in the end of this age, when prophecies are coming to pass. The world as we see it is travailing. The world is in confusion. The world is in chaos. The world is being set up right now for the appearance of what the Bible declares to be the son of perdition, the son of destruction, this man called the Antichrist, which will come as Christ. The Bible says he will set himself up in the temple and be worshipped as Christ. Jesus said many will be deceived. He said, but take heed that you be not deceived, and our protection against deception is discernment of the Spirit of God and the Word of God. Psalmist David said that I might write your word upon my heart, that I might not sin against you. This is no day to let down. Paul said, I've kept the faith, I've fought the good fight, I've persevered. The Bible says those that endure unto the end shall be saved. I personally do not believe the church is going through the great tribulation, but I do believe that we will see tribulation. We can see this anti-Christian sentiment all across the world today and what is going on. Just turn on your news channels, read your newspapers. Our various forms of media that we have today will certainly point out what ire that we are in. And it's no time to be blinded. It's no time to stick our head in the sand and declare and act like there's nothing wrong, because there is something wrong in the world, but there's always something right in the kingdom of God. And through his Son, Jesus Christ, which we lift up today, that all men might be drawn unto him. So we pray today that the word of God takes root within your life today, and you grow and prosper. The Bible says, "I would that you'd prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." So we're going to today go to First John. I hope today to get to part of Psalms chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. But a little prelude here in First John. John the Revelator, John the Beloved, the one who was depicted at the painting of the Last Supper as laying his head on the shoulder of Jesus Christ, the one that that did not die martyr's death, certainly experienced martyrdom, certainly experienced persecution. To when he received the great revelation of Jesus Christ, he was on the Isle of Patmos for his faith. This is the trend of the world, this world system, the system today that is working towards what they call a utopia, which will not be. The Bible says they shall cry, "Peace, peace," but sudden destruction will come up on them. So today in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, the Word of God says, "Little children, it is time, as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come." even now are there many antichrists, whereby we know that this is the last time. Now, this is a point of discernment. This is looking around and about you and asking the Spirit of God to let you to discern the times. The sons of Issachar in the Old Testament, one of the sons of Jacob, the Bible says that they discerned the times and they knew what to do for Israel. In other words, when Israel was in a state of confusion, when Israel was in a state that all the enemies were coming against them, their nation was being threatened from without and from within, which is a perfect picture of the United States of America, the nation in which we live in today, for those of you here this in this nation. But we know that we need last day's discernment. We've had enough wildfire in the church. We've had enough form of godliness that denies the power thereof. It is time that we get discernment. And discernment is found on our knees. Discernment is asking of God. As James said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And God will give it to him, and he won't let it be limited. Solomon, the Word of God says, could have anything, but he asks God for wisdom. How we need wisdom in these last days. The Word of God says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. That the beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. See, there's head knowledge, and then there's spiritual knowledge. And we certainly need spiritual knowledge. We certainly need to pray the prayer that God shall order our footsteps, and all things shall work to good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So we are living in the last hour. 1 Peter 4:7 says, but the end of all things is at hand. Ye therefore be sober and watch unto prayer. Watchmen. We need to be the watchmen of the night, the watchmen of the day. Those that God has put on the wall to sound the alarm need not come down. As Nehemiah said, I'm not coming down off of this wall until we finish what God has ordained. We need to get steel in our spine and stand for Jesus Christ in these last days. The Bible says that God will greatly reward those that seek him with all of their heart and with all of their mind and with all of their spirit. So turn your eyes upon Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith today. He is the answer in which you seek. His finished work at the cross 2,000 years ago is the answer in which you seek today. Out of that finished work comes our salvation, comes our sanctification, comes our healing, comes our peace, comes our deliverance. Everything flows from Calvary. Praise his name. So the end of all things, the Word of God says, is at hand. Therefore, be sober. The Word of God says, one part of the Scripture, be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, goes about seeking whom he can destroy and seeking whom he can devour. These are the days in which we are living today. We need to take heed and check out the signs of the times. The Bible says, even as we see these things come to pass, he tells us to gather even more together in one mind and in one accord. Where two or three agree upon any one thing, it shall be done according to what the Word of God says. So we need the power of agreement. We need the power of coming together in one mind and one accord. A three-stranded cord, the Word of God says, is impossible to break. He says, I will have a church without spot and without wrinkle. Isaiah 1:9 says, had not been for a remnant, then we would have been as Sodom and we would have been as Gomorrah, the cities that God destroyed in the Old Testament times, who were under strong delusion, who operated in the spirit of perversion. But God had people there. He had Lot, his wife, and his family. And God, through his mercy, as he told Abraham what was going to happen, and Abraham interceded for Sodom and Gomorrah, but they ended up being destroyed. We don't know what would have happened. I heard a man of God say this morning if Abraham would have kept on interceding. But we know that Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because of their perversion, because they was a den of iniquity. They were a den of lawlessness. They just went about to establish their own righteousness, as many do today. Rewrite the Word of God. Pass laws, change times, change season. This is the sign of the Antichrist that goes about to manipulate and deceive and try to tear down the Word of God. But he says, heaven and earth, glory to God, shall pass away, but my word shall never, ever pass away. So the end of all times is at hand. Verse 19 says that they went out from us, but they were not with us. For they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest, that they were not all of us. Not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter in according to what the Word of God says. There are many out there today, the Bible says, that are wolves in sheep's clothing, planted by the powers of darkness in the world today to bring confusion, to bring deception, to point to another direction other than Jesus Christ. People say, well, Christians are narrow-minded. Yes, to a point we are when it comes to who we believe in. Because we believe in nobody else or anybody else, excuse my grammar, anybody else except the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, the one the Word of God says that sits on the right hand of the Father right now and makes intercession for me and for you, the soon coming King. The Bible says, we'll probably read that my Lord said unto that my God said unto my Lord, he says, he sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Jesus Christ is coming back to rule from the great city of Jerusalem. Glory to God. Where he will establish his kingdom, starting with the 1,000-year millennial reign, when the Bible declares that all the powers of darkness shall be bound up and cast into the bottomless pit, not to affect men anymore. A time this earth has never seen, the 1,000-year reign of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, there are those that go about to say this is a myth or this is some kind of a comparison or type or whatever it might be. But the Word of God says there is a literal time coming when Christ shall reign from Jerusalem. The Bible declares he will reign in a theocracy. He will rule and reign, the Bible says, with a rod of iron, and everything will be under his subjection. Glory to God. Think about it today. Hallelujah. That me and you that are born again, that know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we have something to look forward to in a world when men's hope are being destroyed every day. Even as we speak, men are going through countless trials and tribulations and sufferings such as the world has never seen. Jesus promised this. He promised this in Matthew chapter 24, in Mark 13, in Luke 21. He promises that the world will ball up into a time of great confusion, and men's hearts will fail them for the things that they see coming on the face of this earth. So the Word of God says that Antichrist, in Matthew 24 and 5, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Deception, the greatest weapon that the powers of darkness will use within these last days. The Word of God says there will be those that are deceived and being deceived. And the Bible says that many will believe a lie and they'll be damned. 1 John 2:22 says, who is a liar? But he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ. That he is the Word of God declares he is the Antichrist. He's the Antichrist, the one that denies the Father and denies the Son. Is that not going on today? Is there a sharp denial in the world of who Jesus Christ is? That for some reason his name offends many, that they want to take his name off walls and off money and out of the public eye? Why are they so threatened by the name of Jesus Christ? Because he's Lord. And the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is our soon coming King. And it bears repeating that there's coming a day and a day very soon in God's timing, an appointed time, the Word of God says. Where he will rule from Jerusalem for 1,000 years and then the judgments. Glory to God. But first, the appearance of the Antichrist, according to the Word of God. He must come on the scene with his beguiling, deceitful words, with his spirit of deception that will lead many, many, many astray. The book of Revelation said there are many that took the mark except for those whose names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life. See, this is not something that we just get up one morning, we just choose to serve God. There's a process. And the first process is asking Him to come into your heart and life, repenting of your sins. And the Spirit of God has to draw an individual. That's why He says in the Word of God that my spirit will not always strive with man. Not always strive. So it's a very dangerous thing to reject Jesus Christ and His love gift, the plan of God. It's a very dangerous thing to do these things. 1 John 4:3, that every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist. Antichrist. This is what the Bible calls them. Whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Now, when I was growing up, we've seen signs of it, but I've never seen such a time when this spirit is prevalent in the world today. And it amazes me that Christians sit back and they ooh and they ah, and they think, what are we going to do when Jesus Christ already promised? He said, take heed. He said, these things are going to come upon the face of the earth. They must come. Why are we so surprised when Jesus said that they'll hate you for my name's sake? He said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Glory to God. 2 John 1:7, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver, and the Word of God says is an antichrist. Those that confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Those that compile Him with every other so-called religious leader in the world. When my friend, He stands far above every other religious leader. He is Lord. He is the soon coming King. He is the begotten Son of an Almighty God that was sent into this world to eradicate our sin. You shall call His name Jesus, or Emmanuel, which means God with us. For this reason was the Son of God manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. One mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, the one who came in the flesh, walked as a man, talked as a man, sinned not, fulfilled the law, shed His blood, buried, and resurrected on the third day, and was given an inheritance by the right hand of God. And the Word of God says that me and you are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. He must be lifted up that all men might be drawn unto Him. Glory to God. Verse 20, but ye have an unction from the Holy One. Ye know all things. There again, there's wisdom, there's revelation that God's people need. We need the scales of deception pulled from our eyes, washed from our eyes. The church of Laodicea was the church who said, we have need of nothing. And Jesus Christ told them, you are blind and you are poor and you are naked. One of their top manufacturing items was Eye-Salve. There was a very prosperous city. Was Eye-Salve. And Jesus said, take your own Eye-Salve and put it on your eyes, that these scales might be dropped from your eyes. So Jesus said in Matthew 24, take heed, He told His disciples, that no man deceive you. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. discernment coming to God's people. The Word of God says in 2 Corinthians 1 and 21, "Now he which established us with you in Christ and hath anointed us in God." This is the unction. The Word of God says we have all knowledge. Psalms 89:18 says, "For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King." First of all, we need to grab a hold of the revelation that Jesus Christ is Lord. There is none above him. Yes, he finished his work here on it. Regardless, we don't need a second revelation of Jesus Christ. We have the revelation of Jesus Christ. We don't need to rechew it, so to speak, but accept that Jesus Christ is Lord and the soon coming King. Verse 21 says, "Have I not written unto you because ye knew not the truth, but because you know it, that is, no lie is of the truth. I've not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth." The knowledge of the truth, the Word of God says, sets us free. The knowledge of the truth sets me and you free today. Verse 22, "Who is a liar? But he that denies that Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one of God." Jesus said there'll be many coming to the world that say, "I am Christ." Many, many deceivers will come and say that we are the anointed one, that we are actually the one called to do what God needs to do with mankind. We have the answer. We have this utopia. We have the Shangri-La, so to speak. We have an answer. But see, we are coming down to the end of the age by which people are desperate. That's why they'll be so soon to receive and believe a lie. And deception in these last days comes in so many forms. It's mind-boggling how the enemy has spewed out deception in these last days. And for the most part, people are eating it up, calling it the answer. New faith, even in the church world, the Word of God declares that there will be a form of godliness that will deny the power thereof. When men begin to lift up themselves and go about to establish their own righteousness, this is where we're at. There is an apostate church. Revelation 13 reveals the Antichrist, but later in that chapter, that particular chapter also reveals the false prophet, the religious leader that'll come to point towards the Antichrist. This is John the Baptist came to point towards Jesus Christ. This religious leader, this leader of the apostate church, the one world church, which is coming rapidly with a spirit of deception, laying down their Bibles and listening to a man. Get your eyes off of men. Men will fail you. There is none good, the Bible says. Above all things, the heart is wicked and deceitful. Man looks on the outside, but God looks on the inside. He knows our motives. He knows where we are at today. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is the Antichrist. In John 20:31, "But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and the believing ye might have life through his name." Where is their life? Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And no man comes unto the Father except it be through me." One Lord, one baptism, one God. We are not polytheistic, we are monotheistic. We believe in one God, not many, not a God of our choosing every day, but the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, whereby through that bloodline birthed the man Christ Jesus, which we are coming into the season when many of us, not all of us, will celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And of course, the battle is going on now. Nobody can put up a scene depicting where Jesus Christ was born. It's happy holidays. No, it's Merry Christmas. Do I believe that Jesus was born on December 25th? No, I don't. But this is the time when we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. But today, we equate such terms as Black Friday and holiday parties. Happy holidays. The world is so offended by the cross. The world is so offended. Well, we didn't get in to Psalms 2 today. We'll get in there tomorrow. If you don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Word of God says in Romans 10:9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Pray the sinner's prayer today. Get on your knees and ask God to forgive you. Renounce the dark works of Satan. If you need healing in your body, we pray for you right now in Jesus' name. By your stripes, Jesus, individuals are healed by the power of an almighty God. There's no distance in prayer. And God, this is not about a man. This is about you and what you did on the cross 2,000 years ago. Lord, you took stripes on your back for our healing, and you were chastised for our peace of mind, and you were bruised for our lawlessness or our iniquity. We thank you for that today, that we can lift up your holy and your righteous name in these end days. Stay tuned tomorrow. Be on the air again at 8 o'clock tomorrow on the 5th of December. Email us at truthintheword777@gmail.com. That's truthintheword777@gmail.com. Send us your prayer requests, your testimonies, your statements, whatever you need to put in there. Just feel at liberty to do it. And we thank God that God will touch your life today, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And remember this, that Jesus is coming very, very soon. Look unto the hills, the Word of God says, from whence cometh your redemption. Those that are holy shall remain holy, and those that are filthy shall remain filthy. So this is the day that we must have a made-up mind. Don't be held between two opinions. Don't be double-minded, because the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Pray for us, and we will pray for you. God bless.